In sports, there are good stories, there are the occasional great stories, and then there's this story, the story of the Towson baseball team in 2013, literally left for dead as a program just a few months ago, and now conference champions and heading to the NCAA tournament in baseball. Their head coach is Mike Gottlieb, who has kept this program afloat over the last few months. Coach Gottlieb, congratulations.
Brett, thank you very much. Nice to be with you today.
Well, tell us about the CAA tournament, an amazing victory for Towson over William & Mary, and now you're the champions of that conference. What were your thoughts in the moments following the end of that game?
Well, you know, leading up to the game, you know, you think of all the things that can go wrong. How are you going to blow it? Will the kids come through? Are you putting too much pressure on them? Does your pitcher have enough rest? And, you know, you got all these well wishes. They're wishing you the best and expecting you to win as if it was real easy to do, you know. And so, you know, a lot of thoughts going through your mind. And finally, when you win it, it's like it's here, you know. And I've waited 22 years since the last one, so it's been a little bit of a wait.
Your season ends up right now 29-28. Of course, you're still heading to the postseason in the NCAA tournament. You'll play Friday in Chapel Hill, North Carolina in the UNC division, and you'll have Florida Atlantic in the first game there, double elimination. Before we get to that, though, tell us about where your team was supposed to be before the season began. Forget what happened with the president of Towson and, of course, all the decisions, breaking news about the future of Towson baseball and soccer. Tell us what the quote-unquote experts thought of Towson baseball for this season.
I think they had it somewhere at 5th, 6th, or 7th. You know, basically middle of the pack.
And even then, you were fourth in the conference heading into the conference tournament. That means there were three teams that were supposed to finish higher than you. It did not end up that way. But what happened?
Well, first off, a little background. The first two seeds in the tournament were Wilmington at number one and William & Mary at number two. And we beat each of them 2 out of 3 during the regular season. So, you know, I knew we were capable of beating anyone in this tournament. And if we played at a level that we're capable of, you know, it could happen. And as it played out, you know, someone told me this morning that our team batting average for the four games was a little over 400.
Mm.
And we got great starting pitching in two games out of Mike Volpe. We got good relief pitching in the other two games. We played very good defense, and, you know, the rest is history.
What kind of ball club did you have before the announcement? In your mind, what kind of ball club? What were the expectations for you personally before the announcement, which probably would have ended most seasons, if not in a very literal way? I imagine most kids, 18 to 21 years of age, at that point probably would have mentally probably packed it in.
Well, we thought we had a fairly solid team. We were experienced. We thought we had three capable conference starting pitchers. So, you know, we thought we could compete. We also felt we needed a couple of guys to step up a little bit, capable of reaching a little bit higher level of play. We got that.
Towson baseball coach Mike Gottlieb with us here on BAL. Coach Gottlieb, looking back after the announcement came down from the university about the future of Towson baseball, we had you on, and you referenced several meetings. And then even when they announced the program would be quote-unquote saved, you had several meetings. Take us inside those meetings with your players who at one point were actually looking around, many of them, to transfer out of Towson.
The morning that they made the announcement they were going to drop baseball permanently, shortly after I got the kids together in the locker room, you know, I don't know that I was real productive in trying to make them feel better. I just told them a few things on my mind on the spur of the moment. I do remember after that game that day, which we lost to Delaware in extra innings, you know, we talked again. It was kind of like a funeral home atmosphere, and they had every bit of energy just spent from their body, you know, both the turmoil of the morning announcement, as well as losing a game with extra innings. That was tough. I remember that. I remember, coincidentally, on April 1st, when it was announced we would continue to have baseball here. You or Keith Mills was one of the first to tell me about it. I had no idea.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah.
Okay, you were the first. And then all of a sudden, I started getting texts and calls. Is it true? Is it true? And on a spur of the moment, I tried to create a meeting with our guys to let them know that it was true, you know, and eliminate any doubt. Some thought it might be a cruel joke being on April 1st, you know. And that was one of the better days throughout all this.
Was that the turning point, you think, in your baseball season at that point?
Well, not really. You know, you like to say yes because it's the easy answer to give. You know, first off, prior to them making the early March announcement, we were playing some pretty good baseball. And then they make the announcement with their dropping. And so the first two games against Delaware were tough. And the Saturday game, the day after the announcement, well, I guess we showed up, but you really couldn't tell it on the field. But the Sunday game, we were down by five runs, and we managed to come back and win. And we scored 19 to 20 runs that day. And we had no quit. We were the team I thought we could be. And then the following weekend, we go play Hofstra, who is were in second place the year before. And we swept them all three games in their ballpark, convincingly in all three games. And that was really an accomplishment, I thought, and gratifying after the previous weekend. And so you start to see that there's some life in this team. And regardless of what the future lies, they're going to come to play every game.
What do you have to say about your kids beyond that? I don't need you to get too philosophical or too poetic about it, Coach Gottlieb, but sticking together through what has been nothing shy of a roller coaster, from thinking that they're at a university they may not be at in 6 months, a lot of things I know going on with some of the families as well, trying to deal with it, but just sticking together and then ending up winning your conference tournament.
Well, one thing, I guess the obvious is we got a bunch of pretty good baseball players. You know, that's number one. Two, for whatever reason, they were determined not to let the decision of others wreck their season. They were to come out and try to win every weekend of conference play. And, you know, we did a great job of that with a lot of emotion. Our dugout was loud and full of energy on conference weekends. Mm-hmm. And going into the tournament, you know, like I said, we'd done well against Wilmington and William & Mary during the season. So our guys believe that they could win this thing. And after we beat Wilmington for the second win in the tournament, and we were down by 3-0 early in the game, I think at that point, all of a sudden, the mindset was, we are going to win this. And I didn't tell them that, and I don't know if it was ever stated, but there was no doubt in my mind. You could see on their face and their body language, that was, in their mind, that was what the end result was going to be.
It's been a magical season, regardless, one for the history books, and for the first time in 22 years back in the NCAA baseball tournament, Mike Gottlieb at the helm of the Towson Tigers baseball team. They have Florida Atlantic on Friday in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, part of the UNC region. And go get them, Coach Gottlieb. Congratulations.
Brett, thank you very much.
That's Mike Gottlieb. We're back with more next here on WBAL.